The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Pull up in motorcades. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers and throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Glossin' that soldier race. Cause you don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode a face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this shit, fresh out the county with nothing
don't
to lose.
Do this or nothing. No. Wanna count on you. But I don't do it for shit or nothing. No, no, no. Not at all. You. But my money rich.
I never left. Stand for some shit you never read. Passing through stages and life through the ups and the downs like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a freak of breath. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many chains need another chest. Glad no games if it wasn't chess. Cut from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Cut from that circle you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even those niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest attempt playing to the left. Judge a young beginner by their dress. Left is no option, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the main is set. I'm living basic, I'm taking risks. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard you can pay your shit. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure the niggas around you stick to the script. It should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word. Double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on. But the fuck you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address to whom and make it sound. I don't do this for nothing. Nah.
Yo, what's up, Twin Cities? Welcome back to another episode, Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy, here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, celebrating the life of Nipsey Hussle this evening, who was taken from us way too soon. I'm probably going to clobber his name, Army S. Joseph Osgodome. I'm sure I clobbered that. Also known as Nipsey Hussle, ascended, you know, straight out of L.A. You know, reminded a lot of folks of Snoop, you know, kind of had a same similar kind of hairstyle, you know, affiliated. Taken from us. This is a celebration. We're going to celebrate him tonight, but he was taken from us in 2019 on this very day. It was sad. I remember we reflected on that. Our man, shout out to Henry Lake, our man H. Lake. I remember he came in to the studio, joined us and to talk about the impact of Nipsey Hussle, who was ascending, you know, coming out of the South Central inner city. You know, like I said, had you know, grew up in a challenging environment, but was able to ascend and was doing great things. And I think he was scheduled to meet with the police commissioner or someone to address gang violence and try to mitigate some issues, and was struck down in broad daylight in front of his shop. It was real sad. A lot of people mourned. But anyway, there's no anyway to that, but we are going to definitely listen to some of Nipsey's tracks and reflect on his life. What's up, Beats Rhymes and Democracy Crew? How y'all doing? We got Southside.
What's up?
Oh, girl, you came in real hot.
you woke him up. I saw him jump over the monitor. He had that.
Did I go hot in your ear? I'm sorry.
It's the mic.
A little hot.
I just saw him jump back.
It's all good. I mean, we appreciate the shout out. How y'all doing?
I love the energy.
What's up? How you doing? Mr. Buckner Essence is in the Zoom sphere as well. El Boogie's in the studio. A lot going on. Talk about March Madness. We got a new chair at a DFL. That happened over this weekend. We got pending situation with the Supreme Court election in Wisconsin. It would be nice to touch base on that. What day are we in this administration? I'm sure
too
there
long.
Were more... Way too long. It won't be over
Day
soon
way
enough.
Too long.
So let's talk a little bit about all of that. What's up, B. Buckner? How you doing? It's been a minute.
What's going down? Yeah, man. But you've been on the war tour again, man.
Now, how's
life coming down, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing well. I did spend some time in D.C. Ground zero with the chaos, a lot of people concerned for sure about the new administration and what that means. A lot of threats, a lot of shots fired. Folks are recalibrating, re-strategizing, refining things and really trying to find opportunities, amidst the chaos. So, spent a good time. I mean, had a good time out in the DC area always. That's my other home. Oh. Yes. Saw Donnell Rollins do his comedy bit. Ashy Larry from the Chappelle Show. Saw him in Baltimore. That was dope. Shout goes out to Mark Williams, my brother, who hosted me last week. I'm back. We're back. We spent most of our day yesterday at the State Central Committee meeting. Where new officers or some of the same were elected. So should we start there?
Start there.
Okay.
Start there.
There's a new sheriff. There's a new sheriff in town.
Yes.
Richard Carlbaum is the new man.
All right. He won, huh?
Yeah, I don't think he didn't have really much competition for real. He had the governor walking around with him. He was good.
Awesome.
He was good. Our man Charles, though, had an unfortunate turn of events, which we'll get into later, maybe not this show, another time. But
hold up, babe.
Go ahead, baby.
You didn't announce officially the new DFL chair's name, the official winner.
Yeah, the official winner. I said Richard Carlbaum.
Oh, I must have been daydreaming. I'm sorry. No, I listen to you always. I apologize.
See, that's what happens.
You
can't have days off because your sword is not. And I'm just kidding. Yes. Wow, I'm getting cold ice grilled up in here.
Jamie,
go ahead.
You did not announce him as the new DFL chair.
He is the new DFL chair.
Thank you.
Richard Carlbaum is a new DFL chair as Ken Martin was elevated to. We spent some time with him, getting to know him. He was on the show, of course. Charles Wright was on the show, who was running for outreach officer. Marge Hoffa was reelected as first vice chair, second vice chair, Shavante. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name. And a few of the other officers were in place, but our man Charles didn't make it. There was some controversy there, and we'll talk about that later. But it was a love fest. It's a DFL love fest. The weather turned, was a little chilly outside, a little rainy, but a lot of folks turned out. I think there were almost 500 delegates that showed up for
400 and like 448 or something like that, the highest ever. And there was a couple other shock callers there too. We had our state attorney general was there.
AG was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Keith was there.
Melvin Carter was there.
I didn't see Melvin.
I did see
Mayor Fry. Mayor Fry was there. Senate Majority Leader.
Yes.
Aaron Murphy was there.
Angie Craig gave a speech.
I missed
Peggy.
Angie Craig.
Peggy gave her speech.
Peggy
and
Flanagan was there. Melissa Franzen was there. All the Senate candidates, U.S. Senate candidates. Saw a man. Ron Harris was in the House. A lot of folks turned out. It was a good Saturday. Yeah. DFL Love Fest, and now we have a new leader, and he's got the task at hand. We got precinct caucuses coming up. When is that? When is that, B?
Next week.
Next week already. Next Tuesday.
The eighth. Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday next evening.
All right. So get out there, and this is these precinct caucuses will be specific to metropolitan races. So if you live in Minneapolis, the race for mayor, along with city council members. Are there some other races? Is park board in the mix there?
Park board in the mix.
Okay.
A couple others.
St. Paul, same thing. Mayor, city, I don't know.
I think just mayor.
Just mayor over St. Paul? Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. School board over there too? Maybe?
I believe so.
I saw an advertisement for one.
Okay. So.
I believe so. We can double check it.
Definitely. Participatory democracy. Got to show up to make a difference. So show up on Tuesday, find out what's happening, become a delegate, go to your city convention and, participate in the process. That's how it starts.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All change happens at home, local.
So all change is local.
Make that change.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I was reviewing the notes, and I guess the only new person really is besides the outreach chair is going to be the treasurer, and that remember we
yes.
met her.
Yes, yeah,
Lindy.
We met her. Yes, Lindy, native girl, Ojibwe out of Michigan, Saginaw Chips, is going to be added to that executive leadership team. And
nice.
Yeah,
she'll be the treasurer. So yeah. Everybody else, Sherry was reelected, so good for her. And Shavante and Marge, and then but it was nice to meet Lindy.
Lindy's cool.
Yeah,
we like Lindy. Lindy's
like her.
Yep.
So I'm happy she was up there. She didn't have any competition, but she still gave herself a speech. I gave her a hug after because she did. She did something that I said was a missed opportunity.
What's that?
With our boy, when we get to that section, I'll talk about it. But what she did is she bridged a gap that I felt was needed.
She took advantage of that.
She did.
Okay.
She
All
did.
Right. Got you. Yep. Like that?
Y'all have teased this up a little bit now. What's really going on?
All right. So we don't really want to. So we did have a guest a couple weeks ago who's a cool brother. Charles Wright was running for outreach director. And, it just didn't work out the way he had expected. He had a lot of support. Some negative things came out.
Counter-campaigning.
Definitely some nasty gotcha kind of stuff that came out. And so he chose to withdraw from that race. But I'm sure Charles is a very committed brother. So I know he'll be back in the mix. We'll have him back on the show as well. But yeah, you know how it is with the DFL or politics in general. There's always, some trickery, going around. It happens, and that's unfortunate.
And he had a showing. I think he would have, people like him. He shows up, he's everywhere. He listens. Mm-hmm. He doesn't lead with an ego, and he just is really about the work. And people, I think, saw that because he had a lot of support. There was the stage was full. We were up there supporting him too when he gave his notice that he wasn't going to continue with the nomination or with the process. But I will say that For me, without calling out anything or doing, you know, it's just that this is about outreach and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to lead with inclusion if you're going to be in that role. And that's what I was saying about a missed opportunity. When the missed opportunity was the person could have bridged a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know what? This, we want you to still be a part. We want you to still be involved. Come with me, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Something to the effect of like, let's do this. But maybe it was nerves, but the person just went right into their spiel.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't address that, what just happened, and pushed forward with his dialect. And I was watching, and I thought to myself, as a former officer, and that was a missed opportunity to bridge, to show inclusion, to demonstrate it before you talk about it. But not everybody thinks about that under pressure. But Lindy did a great job of talking about it with a lot of heart. So yes. I appreciate her.
Yeah, there were a lot of folks that were disappointed. You know, I spoke on behalf of Charles, you know, as a former affirmative action officer. They'd now changed that title to outreach director. Spoke on his behalf, and, you know, again, he chose to step away, and a lot of folks were disappointed,
you know,
from that. But
we still haven't heard why, though.
Yeah,
I think, to be honest, I think we should leave that for Charles. If he comes on to share that, we'll just say that there was a little bit of a smear campaign, but mm-hmm. we don't necessarily need to get into that on this show.
But the thing
today.
Is, you know, right. he is a representation we need.
For sure.
In many ways. Mm-hmm. But and he's also committed. Mm-hmm. And that we need that. It's refreshing. It's refreshing to have his voice and mm-hmm. to have his perspective. And that's why so many of us were behind him on this. So hopefully he decides Definitely. To do it again.
Definitely. He had to support a lot of folks. Let's take a quick music break. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, KFAI.org on the net, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't killing off good young move. When we get hungry, we eat the same food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad in my lab, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. The doors and signs with it. Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that too sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see it. Get your comments. In the hood, living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shot hole. Trendsetter, I know, my shit cold. Handsetter, baby, because I ain't so bold. But yeah, all you black folks, you must go.
Noise Party is returning. The beloved local showcase of ambient drone and experimental music celebrates its 10th offering, bringing strange yet soothing sounds to the Cedar Stage Sunday, April 27th.
Noise Party Volume 10 will feature Ask Servant,
Boy Dirkar,
Maker and Ears,
Sawtooth Witch,
Sophia Deutsch,
and White Dune, all performing 30-minute uninterrupted sets to create a tapestry of unique sounds.
All of this with a background of live experiential visuals to guide the way.
Tickets for Noise Party Volume 10 can be found at the Cedars website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle.
Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young, been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
We're just lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We're just going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us.
Let my tent to V12. Double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail. Once again, I prevail. Knew that was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build. See me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild.
I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young, been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Yeah. Under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing. Court don't show forgiveness.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy with the crew. What's going on over in Wisconsin? We got Elon Musk spending more money backing the more conservative effort. Again, how does this guy get to this point? I was listening to the end of that Tribe track, We Are the People, and it was almost prophetic that they put that track out a couple years ago, just before Fife passed away. Fife Dog, we celebrated him and his life recently. But, you know, I think on that track they said, hey, those spaceships that are being produced, space stations, they not meant for us, right? So now, who knew that we would, in a very short period of time, be facing that reality with this new administration and this Doge cat that is causing so much stress across the nation as they try to privatize our government, federal government, without, you know, the people didn't ask for that. I don't think there was that kind of mandate. But anyway, what are folks thinking about that? What's going on in Wisconsin, or just the chaos that we are living in currently?
That was not the discussion during the campaign. That's not what people bought into. And the simple conversation comes down to this. Are we okay with people losing essential activity by the United States government that, one, not only just upfront what they do on a regular basis, but the money that actually to every state and every territory in the union, you know, now it's hitting state budgets, which is going to hit county budgets, which is going to hit city budgets. You know, this, now we're talking about stagflation, you know, where we're actually increasing inflation, but basically stagnating any type of growth. And that's intentional. As you called it out, it is literally starving the beast, which has always been the Republicans' approach, but to the point where it absolutely is going to hinder and hurt people. I mean, we're talking everything from Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, student loans, all of these pieces that truly affect everyday people. And then the layoffs. I mean, Henry Ford himself said, you don't fire your customers. That's what you're doing. So, you know, that's not what we signed up for. And I would love to have anybody, you know, have that conversation with us. And tell us exactly how that actually makes sense for us.
Right. You know, it's nothing happens coincidentally with this group of bros. Oh, it's Doge. My own Broge. Broge.
Gotcha. Bros, I like that.
Bros
like
of Doge.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Right? And so you cut off, you make money difficult for folks. And, you know, there was that comment by one of their other bro oligarchy guys that was like, well, what if you just took away, what if you were just missing one of your checks one month and blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah, right? Oh, so now you make the money hard to get. There's that sly comment to the side. And now he's offering money for votes, even though the Supreme Court, or I think it was the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, or that said it's okay what he's doing, the appeals court. It's okay what he's doing, yeah. and it's not okay. I don't know how you make that okay, that he can say, come vote or sign this petition for, send me a picture for $1 million. How is that okay? That makes no sense. That is why you need to vote for the Democratic Supreme Court judge that he's paying for you to lose. He's paying for the Republican to win, so the Democratic one endorsed judge doesn't win. And he's paying for it. So how do you make that legal?
By the way, that election is tomorrow.
How coincidental is that? People are going to need money. He gives away money. He's playing with people's money. What's next? That's my question.
Clearly, we're completely off the rails. Doge is not even a department that was created through the normal process. This is not, is he a federal employee?
He's a special employee.
He's got a host of conflicts of interest with government contracts up the wazoo. And then this is the guy who's making determinations on federal government spending as they starve the beast, as B mentioned. My brother works for the Small Business Administration, and it's been chaotic. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You come in, he came in one day, all of a sudden, you know, Doge was in a few days before, came into work, and normal process of going through, checking your badge at security. Now you have to open up your laptop and go through your whole computer. And so their goal is really to frustrate folks and get folks to quit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's a big plan, a big part of the plan. And it's chaos. It's utter chaos out in Washington right now. And folks should be prepared to show up. I think, didn't you say, El Boog, that there's a protest demonstration this weekend? Mm-hmm. There have been demonstrations pretty much every weekend all across the country.
This one's a big one. This one's on the 5th, on Saturday. I have it on my Facebook, but I'll pull it up in a second. But they're trying to get every state to do it. It's hands-off mass mobilization. It's by Indivisible Twin Cities. Indivisible is the national movement that's behind a lot of these protests, but they're partnering with 5051 and Women's March Minnesota. And it starts at noon at the Minnesota State Capitol. But mass mobilization, hands-off, meaning hands-off our Medicare, hands-off our health care, hands-off women's bodies, hands-off everything and anything, hands-off our veterans' rights and benefits. You know, hands off our, you know, getting rid of the Department of Education. So it's hands off anything and everything that you want them to have their hands off. So, yeah, it's at noon at the Minnesota State Capitol.
Is there a place folks can find out more information, El Boog?
Yeah, the Indivisible, Indivisible, Twin Cities.
Okay.
You can go on Facebook. They have it right there. And if you're coming, register. They have a link. And you can find that when you register that it helps counting in terms of numbers, because they're the same people, I believe, that are behind the like 50,000 different people that showed up in Denver for AOC and Bernie. And that was over two rallies only. So I think it was 50, 65, almost 70,000 people turned out in Colorado for AOC and Bernie Sanders when they did three rallies in 2 days.
Here's my thing, and I'm glad that people are trying to do something, you know, and really appreciative of it. But I think, you guys actually experienced part of this at the business meeting this past weekend, and other activities that we've seen across the board. It's when do you start to reach out to people? I mean, it's good to have the love fest. It's another thing to go reach out and meet somebody else and start talking about what's going on. And people who are on the periphery, on the edge. I ran into very interesting conversation that started out as a slight little dispute between myself and another customer at a place. And, you know, everything turned out all right. But at the end of it, basically this gentleman who attempted to try to bully some people had in his mind that Trump was the right choice. And he was using his size and his energy to try to intimidate. And that mindset to be able to say to individuals, are you thinking about what you're doing, how you're representing, how this stuff is affecting you, how this is affecting everybody, is critical to have these conversations now with those type of individuals who, quite honestly, are just kind of they're just trying to exert some type of power, and their power is basically to intimidate and everything else. And we have to find a way to push that stuff back. Yes, we have these rallies, but we need to start reaching out. And again, this is the reason why Charles was so important to this overall piece. Reach out to individuals who are used to, you know, acting out, bullying and everything else, and say, no, young brother, we need you to come over here and act and focus on behalf of all of us instead of you trying to exert your power and your will on somebody. And these are those critical moments. I mean, yes, we can win off-season elections, and we've been doing it pretty well. But where's the time right now? Where's the time that we start to talk to people that normally we don't talk to and start to have them understand that your actions in public, private, whatever else, have consequences for all of us when you try to bully, intimidate, and everything else? This is that these next couple months are going to be very critical to reach out to new people and say, we need you to come over here. Need you to support your brothers, your sisters, and everybody else to make some positive change. And so having the rallies are great, supportive, but where is that next step? Where is that thing to say, let's go ahead and get these people mobilized to actually change some things and tell the various administrations across the country, because it just ain't Trump. Y'all gonna do better. Y'all ain't gonna have no office. I'm not hearing Trump trying to have a third term or whatever else. But until we start pushing stuff back, you know, they making their own magic right now.
One conversation a week. Just pick someone. Have a conversation.
That's good.
It takes energy, and it's tough. Got to, you know, do some mindful moments to yourself. Get yourself ready, have your talking points, but be ready to just listen and ask questions, and you may be surprised how far you can go. You might.
Definitely. This is not the time to sit on your hands. This is the time for action. Our democracy was in danger before, is definitely in danger right now. So mobilize, energize, and get out there. And make sure your voice gets heard. We're going to take a break. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
KFAI is pleased to present the 40th anniversary of local shock rock legends Impaler. Friday, April 4th at the Turf Club in St. Paul. With support from Dumpster Juice and Extermination Day, this show is guaranteed to crack the whip in your vicious dreams. Tickets for Impaler, Dumpster Juice, and Extermination Day are available now at First Avenue's website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
Coming straight off a slump, a crazy motherfucker named Nipsey. I'm turned up cause I grew up in this. It's caution to you rap, it's trying to diss me. I go hard, that's why your bitch wanna flip me. Bitch, turn rivals into rosaries, extended clips. I give a fuck who you supposed to be. Straight off the block, I sold to buy groceries. Now it's rap money, no advances, all royalties. You broke, you can follow me. It's get money, keep some hollow heads logically. And I'm for where homicide boosts the economy. Pay taxes to these corners and putting it workers a policy. It's white chalk on the corners. It's yellow tape on the gates. Choppers up above, that's cuz of Tony Lokes run the streets where I'm from.
This is a small introduction to this Nipsey Hussle music. Us money and that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. Then come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like the doctor, but you bang. Yeah, it's hustle in the house. Yeah, it's hustle in the house.
New rag, ass hat, gold on my neck fat. Gun case, catch that. Neighborhood, I rep that. Shoot first, ass last. Move, work fast. Cash, Brian Hurst. Tip that. Squabble if you get mad. And in my lifetime, I seen a lot of death. A couple cold nights, it looked like it was nothing left. But God got me, so I got a
death. All right, welcome back, Twin Cities. Nipsey Hussle, definitely taken too soon. We also had that track by MC Hammer. I remember trying to get my hammer on. Back in the day, Stanley Kirk Burrell, also known as MC Hammer, straight out of Oakland, California, baseball player, and according to Redman, not a dude you want to mess with. he might have had him crazy pants on doing his thing, but you know, he was clearly straight up gangster mentality. You don't want to step to him the wrong way. So
I saw him in concert.
Yeah, birthday long shout out. Birthday ago. Shout out to MC Hammer, mm-hmm. who celebrated birthday on Saturday.
I know.
Or I'm sorry, Sunday. Yesterday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw those pants live perform the typewriter on stage.
Man, I'll never forget though Tommy Davidson's bit. on In Living Color when he did the bit on MC Hammer and he had the pants. He was dancing, doing a hammer, and pretty soon they were up over his shoulder and pretty soon they were over his head. It was hilarious. If you're looking for something to laugh at, look up In Living Color, Tommy Davidson, MC Hammer. So anyway, welcome back, folks. Yes, we are in the midst of chaos. Our democracy is in harm's way again, this time even more so than before. And we only a couple months into this mix. I think some of us are so shell-shocked, we're not really sure what to do next, what step to make. You know, we cannot wait 2 years. It was good to hear Justice Roberts at least, you know, sent a little bit of a shot across the bow to say, hey, the judiciary is separate, its own entity, separation of powers. And, you know, you do have to adhere to the laws of the land, but you're dealing with someone who doesn't really care about that and his cronies. And so anyway, here's where we're at in 2025.
Well,
yeah, he don't care. Yeah, he don't care.
No.
Trump don't care, and he knows what he's going hard. He's going hard to the paint. And he is trying to meet, again, he's going to try to be the most consequential president ever. And he has a bunch of devotees that are behind him that will, you know, challenge the Constitution, as they believe that they know better for everybody. And it's only been, I mean, what was that? March 20th made 2 months. So 2 months and 10 days basically is where we're at. But it feels like, you know, like this is dog years. This feels kind of like it's, you know, a year and a half already of what we've seen. But we have fundamentally remade America and the image that is definitely going against all of our principles that we have has stood up over the years. 80 years worth of alliances and gone, you know, at this point. But there's some people out there that recognize it not only across the globe, but also right here at home. And, you know, but we need to get a plan together. And we need to be able to say to people, this is what it's going to mean when we come back. And remember this feeling. Remember this feeling, because if you don't like what happened, better fight like heck in order to keep it from happening again.
So, I mean, that's a good place to start. What kind of organizing efforts? You know, we spent some time yesterday as the DFL party licks its wounds. Democrats across the country are trying to figure some things out. A few victories. Pennsylvania was a good sign. Was there an election in Florida as well that
it's coming up?
That's so coming up. Yeah, I mean that election result in Pennsylvania was interesting in that it was my understanding it was a GOP district that turned out overwhelmingly for the Dems. So clearly, some folks are expressing their concern about the direction of the country through their votes and how they've shown up recently.
So then I wonder,
I mean that's a good point.
And we'll hear what happens in Wisconsin tomorrow. But clearly that's not going to stop the bleeding. But go ahead, B.
Well, I mean that's the whole point. It's yes, we win elections, but to what now? What are we going to do? And what we haven't answered, you know, from the left completely is what does this actually mean? We do a great job of, you know, the record stands for itself, but there's nothing that absolutely attracts and mobilizes people, you know, to say, I'm going to vote for that. At least, you know, as I keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, I'm starting to understand this one simple little thing. There's energy. There's a direction, and it's the whole thing. It goes back to what Winston Churchill said during, you know, many times. Americans will always do the right things after exhausting all the wrong answers. And that's what we're dealing with right now. We are exhausting all the wrong answers because we still have yet to be able to say, this is what it means when you elect Democrats. This is what you will get. Instead of maintaining life, which quite honestly, that's what Democrats do, we're going to move you forward. And until there's a concerted effort, this goes not only to the organizing, but it's the thinking and getting people who normally are not a part of the conversation to say, you know what, this is how we're going to get people excited. I mean, the reality is right now, you got 2 years to get your act together. Because if you don't get your act together in these 2 years, then they're going to cement it. And then the doubt starts to kick in. And in places like Minnesota, the only thing that's really holding us up from chaos right now is the fact that we have the governor's office as well as the Senate. One seat majority there, a tie over in the House. It's not that close, but because I don't know what we're voting for when it comes to the left, it makes it difficult to come out. Well, tell me what it means.
Yeah, and I mean, the other problem at the state level is the budget dynamics. You know, we got shortfalls in the current biennium and the biennium that they're going to legislate on behalf of this session and the out years as well. You know, anywhere from $2 billion to $6 billion, depending on the calculations. The pressures at the federal level are impacting this divided government. We got super divided government, right? Cellular division. We got not only, divided to an extent, you know, one vote majority in the Senate, tied in the House. So you had two different perspectives on how to solve this coming out of House leadership. And it's a mess. It definitely is. It's complicated. And of course, the pressure that's coming from the federal government in this attempt to privatize things and cut haphazardly across the board is putting a lot of pressure on state budgets and a lot of concern as legislators try to figure this out without a clear understanding of where the reductions from the federal level are going to really eventually come from. So yeah, it's a complicated environment politically. We see it on the news. We see the chaos, but it's also very chaotic in the halls of the Capitol over in St. Paul.
But it also comes back down to that whole thing of what you got to package your deal and say, this is what we, if you elect us, this is what you'll get. You know, a couple years ago, and to the Republicans' credit, what they have done is a masterful job of basically saying, see, they can't control money. They can't really govern for you. I'm going to save you. But sure enough, if I look back at the various budgets, you know, not only at the state, but federal level, but our budgets are better. Our outcomes are better for all people when you compare, you know, one or over the other. Stock market, which I'm not a greatest fan of hearing as the barometer for our economy, does better under Democrats than it does with Republicans, ironically. That, you know, our balanced budget attempts work with people and not necessarily giving tax breaks to the rich. And again, and Jamie, I think you hit it off on the head across the board. This is an attempt to break up all these opportunities and then basically parse them out, just like they did in Russia, to all of these business types so they can control every aspect of your life and make you pay for it. The United States Postal Service has always been a major target of the Republicans. And they've done everything to try to shutter it and everything else. But think about what the post office does. It allows us to share information without someone looking over our shoulder. And it was actually put into the Constitution itself. It's the loan thing that was put into the Constitution, led by Benjamin Franklin. But somehow, some way, because those on the other side see how they can make money off of it. And you have to remember that a great number of our Postal Service employees are veterans. So on top of everything else, as we're trying to get rid of people by automation and all these other things, we're trying to figure out how to destroy veterans and their families because I want to make money. Those are the type of conversations that we have to have on the front side and then say, this is how we're going to strengthen the post office. But we don't take that time to be able to set those things in place.
You know,
but if you read 2025, Project 2025, mm-hmm. they have a masterful, masterful conversation. And this is where we have to get better and do better and be better on behalf of all of us.
So we have chaos coming at us from both the federal level and the state level. Next week, we are going to have Representative Athena Hollins from St. Paul to come in and share a little bit about what's going on with this state budget and what some of the complicated navigating that has to happen over in St. Paul to get through this session. Again, thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. We're going to take a break. Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back, y'all.
Killer, see the anguish of the parents. when they're carrying the body of a baby that they cherish. When innocent people perish, it's a very thin line between a soldier and a terrorist.
Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Death and destruction, a cap getting filled. On the hill, destroy and rebuild. Shots still ring out and blood still spill. Murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. Death and destruction, a cap getting filled. On the hill, destroy and rebuild. Shots still ring out and blood still spill.
Overseas, we can mutilate and mangle. Let me give you an example what a are coming back to. Cold cities where the youth are getting strangled, the community in peril, and our future looking narrow. Your school already failed you, the boys in blue nail you, they salute you with the barrel. The streets are a certified dead zone, decorated with chalk lines and headstones. All the way live and every night the bullets flying, even if you ain't dying, you would traumatize survivor. When you grow up in a climate of overriding violence, you would never get beyond it, it'll always be inside you.
One night, 18 strings, three award-winning guitarists. Monday, April 14th, the Dakota brings you The Great Guitars featuring Pirelli LeGrand, Martin Taylor, and Ulf Wakenis. Pirelli LeGrand, the undisputed king of jazz guitar, Martin Taylor, whose accolades stretch from Pat Metheny to Jeff Beck, and Ulf Wakenis, formerly with the Oscar Peterson Quartet. All three on stage for one night only, solo, duet, and trio performance of Jazz Magic. Tickets for The Great Guitars can be found at the Dakota website. Visit dakotacooks.com for more details.
And this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real digging celebration. This is a dying block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. This is the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the open matrix. Red rose in the gray pavement. Young black digging trapped and he can't change it. No, he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. But deep down inside, he know you can't fade him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real work and reparations. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication. Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies, 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Chirp on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage. Playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades. Catching vapors, grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades. That's my baby, when she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a long, this shit don't cry about it.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Beats, Rhymes, of Democracy. Doing it.
Sometimes doing I forget that that's what we're on air. Like, I'm jamming to the song. I was jamming.
Nipsey Hussle, what a dope catalog for a guy who was just at it for just a moment. At any rate, next week we will have Representative Athena Hollins to come in. Either she's going to join us via Zoom or come in and chat with us about what's happening over in St. Paul, giving us some insight in the budget. They have budget targets, and clearly there are different approaches that folks would like to take depending on what side of the aisle they're in, what body they're in, House or Senate. And Athena's going to spend some time with us going through that. So we appreciate her acceptance of that invitation.
Nice. Yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait for it to come.
Yeah, definitely. Too. You know, we had Nan Madden. Shout out to Nan Madden. Helped us from the Minnesota Budget Project in the past, sharing budget forecast and breaking down that very complicated budgetary process. You know, she's had a chance to visit with us. Now we're going to hear from one of the legislative leaders, and excited about that next week.
So, y'all, I just want to piggyback on our featured artist for tonight, Nipsey Hussle. One of his, he has a song talking about how that it's a marathon, like life is a marathon and not a sprint.
That's right.
And this makes me think about just enduring this time right now of just adversity everywhere, just to take some time, right? To just get some rest and, you know, and just know that it's going to be a long haul. And also to tell you guys that there is literally 1,390 days, 5 hours, 4 minutes, and 27 seconds left until Trump's final term ends. And that'll be January 20th, 2029. So that's something to look forward to, right?
That's a lot of days.
So just a marathon, y'all. Just push yourself.
Definitely that 26 miles there. You gotta train. Yeah, you're right.
Get that.
Make sure you're hydrated.
Calendar out with the little chocolates behind the door. Start counting down.
Get involved. I mean, all levels, any levels that you're comfortable with, doing whatever you feel that you can contribute, do that. You know what I mean? Just seriously get involved. And I just like to say that I'm really excited to hear about all these protests happening across the nation.
Speaking of that,
to what they're doing.
That's right. Yeah. L-Book, what's that information on that protest coming up this weekend again that you mentioned?
From Indivisible.
Indivisible.
Twin Cities.
So it's going to be at the state capitol. What's the time frame again? Noon on Saturday?
For hands off.
Hopefully the weather will be better.
Hands off our money.
Hands off our money. Hands off our Department of Education. You know, hands off, our democracy. Yes. So folks are showing up and showing out. Any other crazy things that folks have heard that are just crazy responses or more shifts in movement on part of the current administration that we want to share?
I have, but I'm going to pause.
You're stick a pin in it?
I'll pause. Let's see if somebody else has one.
All right. Go ahead.
I'll pass on that one.
Mr. Buckner, you got anything?
Yeah. He never does.
he never has a word.
He's got about
to say.
Is there any good news going on?
He always has wise words, Mr. Buckner. You always have a back pocket of wise, wisdom.
Good. What you got?
I got nothing.
Duke, I got one. Duke is in the Final Four. I'm picking them to win the whole thing.
Wow.
I know there are Duke haters in the mix, but I'm going to go
ahead. The sun is shining.
Stake my claim.
Spring is coming.
Both tournaments, it's been great. A lot of basketball, women's tournament, men's tournament going on. Some upsets. Let's see, Florida. That Florida team's looking pretty good. Who's the Final Four?
There's a game.
We got Houston. Houston's in there. Auburn. Auburn's another team that I don't know why I slept on because I watched them. I should have put them in the mix. So we got the top seeds that are going to be in the Final Four: Florida, Auburn, Houston, and Duke. I'm picking Duke to win the whole thing. Anyone else want to throw out their pick?
I have Duke as well, but my bracket busted this weekend on the men's side. But on the women's side, I am ranked third. I'm seventh on the men's, but ranked third on the women because I have the two Carolinas going up against each other. Let's see if that really happens.
Hey, B, you got anything? I know your North Carolina team, they're out.
That other team in Carolina, we don't worry about them. I'm going to Houston.
You're going Houston? Houston be interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's my brother's alma mater. I know he'll be rooting for them down in Houston for sure. Yeah. We are about to get up out of here, though. It is about that time, y'all.
It is about that time.
It is. We'll be back. We'll be back next week.
As they say, keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. Keep the fight up. If you got some time this weekend, go over to St. Paul, go to the Capitol. You know, let folks know how you're feeling.
Also, we got the KFAI Spring Drive, Pledge Drive coming up.
That's right, next week.
We do.
April the 9th through the 18th. So, right. Y'all, you know, hey, put a little something aside for us over there.
All right. All right, we out, y'all. We'll holler at you next week. One love.
Else, no. Coming up.
Peace.
Face like they was with you from the beginning, but on the flip side, when you watched them like a riptide, fools clown by, you slipped and let shit slide. Beside the fact, my voice.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily.